welcome to this latest episode of Raw Health Rebel Podcast with Lisa Strabag. I am so excited to have my returning guest and friend Biba Tanya on this podcast. We arranged this at very short notice after I saw an amazing post of Biba's yesterday on Facebook, and it's all about true healing. But the line which really resonated with me was, your body doesn't need detoxing, your trauma needs healing. And so yes, we arranged this at very short notice, and it's a brilliant episode where we talk about Germanic new medicine, how we need to connect back to ourselves. We talk about homeopathy, a bit of family constellation therapy, but about how healing is really all about taking radical self-responsibility, and that there's never a quick fix or a one magic pill protocol that's going to heal you. And I asked Biba, does the healing journey ever end? We discussed that too. So listen up and tell me what you think. Sorry for being a bit late. My daughter, she's now homeschooled, the eldest one. So, well, both of them now are. So she was late going out, and I was like, you know, when you're like, just leave me alone. I need like a few minutes.
Right. I understand the homeschool self-employed battle very, very well, my love. Don't you worry. I get it.
Well, she's out now, so I'm like, oh, got like, you know, an hour like uninterrupted.
It really highlighted for me, especially when I started trying to build my business while obviously having my girls with me all the time. It really highlighted for me the misconception that people place between education and childcare. It's like, people think they need the kids in school, and it's like, ask yourself, do you actually just need the childcare?
Oh my God, 100%. And I've seen on you know, local Facebook groups and people that are, you know, well-known sort of health influencers or whatever, they've got their kids in mainstream school and they're saying, oh, I need them there because I work. And I think, no, you, oh yeah, it's hard, but you can juggle stuff around. It's not easy.
Absolutely you can. No, you really can. And it's, I mean, I'd say that it's much easier if you never get into the habit of having them in school or having them in a nursery, because it becomes more organic. Just when children start to realize, like mine have picked up from day one, like they naturally follow around and help me do stuff, whether it be cooking, whether it be like straightening up. And they're also become a natural balance where when they're doing happy to go and do their own thing, that's when I like throw my time into like my own creations. But it makes scheduling difficult. It makes scheduling anything really difficult, because we are now, so we are dictionary definition, go with the flow. And when you are trying to build a business, you know, you do need to schedule stuff. You do need to schedule Zoom chats and Insta lives and, you know, stuff like that. And I'm a fucking nightmare for it. Because you don't know what day it is either. A school calendar gives a parent something to anchor into. And I hadn't realized like how much, because obviously I had my son did, you know, his full school education up to GCSEs. And then he did 2 years of college. So he was very much in the system. And when you remove the school calendar from your life, like Monday becomes Wednesday, becomes Saturday, it's like I have no concept anymore of time or days.
I'm kind of, well, early days, because my youngest is in like a full-time home ed group, which is lovely, on a little organic farm, and it's just really lovely. So we've still got that structure, but with my eldest, there's none. And we went to see a home ed group yesterday, and they run a few mornings a week, but they were like 8:30 start. And I'm already like, oh, I can't go back to setting an alarm to get up.
No, my daughter really enjoys Pony Club, and that's a 9 a.m. start, and I struggle with that. We really struggle with that. That's Pony Club. It's like the most fun thing you can do in the world, and we're still dragging our asses out the house to try and make it on time.
But to think, like, what, you know, So we've gone off on a tangent. We will come to like what we're actually going to talk about. Do you know what? I just think how long, like how accepted it was to just get up, set the alarm at 6:30, go to work in a job I hated, kids go to school, and like and people just accept that that's the way life kind of is, modern life is. I'm just like never.
The norm to drag yourself out of your home and separate as a collective family is absurd to me now. It's utterly, and that was actually one of my sort of breakthroughs in what I refer to as my dark night of the soul. So I free birthed my youngest daughter in January 2018, and I was quite awake at that point, hence her being a free birth, hence there being like no medics at the birth, no nothing, you know. She's still completely, she's never been seen by a health visitor or anything, so I was still quite awake. But after that, it was her, that birth that triggered sort of this, people refer to it as different things, call it a kundalini awakening, call it a dark night of the soul, but it lasted for 18 months. But suddenly the most basic thing didn't make sense to me, in that, so I birthed my daughter on the Saturday, and on the Monday, her father was going back to work. And to say it made no sense to me that the masculine energy in this environment, the protector, was leaving the nest. I couldn't get, but I couldn't vocalize, because I'd say to him, you need to quit your job and come and be at home all day. And he'd be like, who's going to pay the bills? It doesn't matter. We can forage food. It's like, you're insane. But it was basic things like that. This flick had just been switched in me. That didn't make sense. You leaving the home didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And of course, to him, he's a brilliant man. He's a brilliant father. And his, you know, idea of being a really good dad is to go to work and provide for his family. You know, he would give me complete, you know, the money was mine. What he was bringing in was for our family. Like, he had this beautiful vision that what he was doing was the, you know, being the protector and being the provider, and in his way he was. But I couldn't get my head around, I don't understand how you're leaving this house. It made no sense to me. But you can't verbalize that, because people think you're having a nervous breakdown. It's like, what, you want to be homeless and live in a tent with a newborn? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I want to live in a field in a tent with my baby. They're like, right, you're having a nervous breakdown. This is borderline. This is that postpartum psychosis people talk about. I'm like, it's not. It's commonly, it's like, how do you not see it?
Yeah. No, I get that completely. And it's just the mass brainwashing conditioning that goes on in society. It is insane. And do you know what, Biba, just because we're chatting just to like introduce everyone back in. So I love the fact that we've arranged this completely impromptu, because I saw your post yesterday on Facebook and I was like, oh my God, like, I could write an essay in response to how much I agree with what you were saying. But I was like, I was knee deep in trying to get a workshop ready, and I was like, I'll just like say I completely agree but would love to catch up. I said, let's do another podcast, and you were like, yes. And I love the fact we've arranged it for today, because that never happens in my life at the minute. So it was meant to be. And your post, just for people that haven't seen it, can I read a bit out of it?
Please, yeah.
That's okay.
All my content's public.
Yeah, I'll find the post, because I just thought, my God, you've just written down sort of what I've been trying to, my thoughts, where I've been going over the last sort of 6 months or so. And sort of frustrations I've had in helping people heal, and people that do heal and people that don't.
The online wellness community and the truth community, I am physically and emotionally and spiritually and whatever my presence is online, distancing myself as much as possible. Where they were once my, where I felt my, the online, you know, the online wellness community, whatever you want to call it, and the truth community, for want of a better word, for the last 7 years were my online, I felt that they were my online safe space. You know, they were the people that were jumping in my car like, yes, I get it. You know, whereas before, prior to finding those, that demographic as followers, I'd been very, very trolled, and suddenly, you know, I was found by that demographic and the balance shifted. I can't distance myself quickly enough. I think it's just, yeah, anyway, read the post and ask me what you want.
Okay, so I'll read out the post. So you said, 7 years ago, when I began waking up to the corruption within the medical system, I became like a woman possessed, trying to detox my children from the poison that I had been unwittingly allowing them to receive. I detailed all the methods I used in my first ebook, everything from Epsom salt baths to homeopathic treatments to dietary changes. Sounds very familiar from my experience too. And although I saw some success using those methods, I later pulled that book down when I discovered Germanic New Medicine and the 5 biological laws. Your body doesn't need detoxing, your trauma just needs healing. And to me, it's that like line of boom. And you've said, so true. And yes, every poke equals trauma. When I did believe that my family needed detoxing, though, all those years ago, I went deep into the rabbit holes of reading about different methods, everything from shoving coffee up your ass to popping a multitude of supplements. One such supplement that kept appearing in my searches was TRS spray, a lab-made substance guaranteed to reverse damage. Thankfully, my instinct called bullshit and I never touched the stuff. I say thankfully because right now, people on Instagram are sharing their horrendous tales of using TRS. Here's the thing, if your body starts to react after you've taken something, it's not a detox, it's your body telling you it's no good. And as the TRS reps claim, the rashes and the dizziness and the muscle aches just mean it's working. Severe symptoms just means it's working. Where have I heard that before? Stop looking at what you need to take to feel better and look at what you can remove instead. Exactly. Remove synthetic fragrances and cleaning products. Remove the TV. Remove your shoes. Remove the ridiculous diagnosis label that your doctor gave you. Yes. Remove the incessant need for consumption and replace it with the need for connection. The human body was intricately designed to keep you alive for as long as possible, to naturally force out anything that isn't serving you. But then answer isn't in consuming supplements. The answer is in connecting back to yourself. I mean, that is so powerful. And that is everything. I mean, amazing.
Thank you.
I want to like chat more about this. So there's so much to talk about from that. Like, where to start? Where do you want to start with that? What do you feel most drawn to chat about first? Because all of it, I love it.
I'd started feeling for a while because I was noticing, you know, every time I get a Q&A on Instagram, and I do a lot of Q&As, I do try to put out as much valuable free content as possible. So I do a lot of Q&As, and the latest one inspired such a fucking rant in me that I doubt I'll ever do one again, because I was always getting health advice and it's always, what can I take for this? What can I take this? And I started sending everybody, whenever they'd ask me, I'd say, look, and I had this standard reply, from everything from eczema to cancer to diabetes to IBS, book a consultation with our very good mutual health guru, Dr. Kush Mark.
Amazing.
And Kush ends up in my inbox, God love her, saying, I need you to preface something, because she was then getting inundated with the same, what can I take? What can I take? What can I take? Now, when I say to somebody, you know, go and follow this person is where you can find advice on what you need to know, I expect them to read her content. I expect them to go on her website. But people want this Amazon Prime next day delivery, one pill fixes all fucking answer. Mm-hmm. And so this woman who shares, I mean, to say, you know, I'm trying to share free content, Kushmark's free content is next level education. Next level education. She tells you everything you need to know in those fucking posts. And people will still message her, or there'll be someone in the comments that goes, oh yeah, I took aconite for insert random symptom here. So brilliant results. And you'll see 5 other people comment, right, where do I order aconite? Where do I order aconite? If you were reading her post, you'd understand that homeopathy doesn't work like that, and that it is the most individual of diagnosis, individual of prescriptions when it comes to, you know, treating symptoms. And I started, because I've made a very conscious change anyway, and I've made more, it's again what infuriates me when people just don't read, but there's more than enough, I've put out more than enough posts now to say, I don't believe what I once believed. I don't believe that, yes, 5G and anything you're getting poked with and EMFs and synthetic linens and fucking shoot, everything basically has been designed to disconnect you from yourself. But if you want to get better, if you want to heal, the only thing you need to do is look. We've all got, you know, trauma has been thrown around as such. It's become the word du jour, and people really, really, really misinterpret what trauma actually means. Trauma is that earliest memory that you've got of, you know, it could be something so minute. One of my earliest memories of feeling abandoned, one of my absolute earliest memories, was I used to go to piano lessons when I was 8, and the teacher had an elderly mother. And you know, when you're about 8, anyone over the age of 70 just looks like a Hollywood gremlin. And so she had this really decrepit, shriveled woman in the corner with this caftan over her, who'd silently just watched the piano practice take place. And, like, my piano teacher was 60, and this was her mother, so I'm 8. And my dad used to drop me off every Wednesday, then after an hour, he'd come and pick me up. This one day, I think he was 20 minutes late, felt like 3 weeks, because I'm sat in this room with piano teacher after the lesson. She was like, well, just wait for your father in here with what, you know, whatever your mum was called. And she went into the kitchen to start preparing the evening meal. And I was just sat on my own with this woman, this mute, decrepit, wrinkled, shriveled gremlin. And the time passed, and I remember thinking, what if he never comes? What if I'm here for, you know, all the most random people off your head, right? My dad was late picking me up for a piano lesson. That's trauma. It's one of my earliest memories that makes my heart race, that makes me remember this feeling. You see, when someone's talking about trauma, people think it's rape or something. And more importantly, people think it's a recent event. Like, for the longest time when I began my journey, I was like, right, I can definitely tell you my trauma. I was a prostitute from ages 19 and, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, why did I become a prostitute? What reason did I think the only value I held was in commodifying my body? You can take that back to a really what might appear innocuous memory. It doesn't have to be these, you know, take a break, fucking chat memories of uncles coming in and touching. It doesn't have to be that absolutely traumatizing. It's the individual's interpretation of it. And that's for me, like, we can't heal when we're in this heightened state of angst. You know, the healing happens and your body relaxes. And so many people don't realize that they're never ever relaxed. When I really started looking at German New Medicine, fever is one of the body's reactions to being separated. So people put the kids in nurseries for the first time, these little tiny babies. They send the 4-year-old off to school for the first time. And when they all come back with a fever after a few days, they're like fucking bug that they've picked up at the sandpit. No, when you look at like how the 5 biological laws work, that's a conflict. Mm-hmm. The child wasn't meant to be separated. And I think, again, it becomes easy because the body will naturally detox. Like I said, you become obsessed when you wake up and you're like, right, I'm swarming with heavy metals. I'm practically magnetic. Must take everything I can to clean my body of these metals. Now, what's been proven time and time and time again is your body, pretty much every organ in your body's purpose is to detox, but your skin and your lungs and your liver especially are designed to just force out what isn't serving you. If your body is fully... what's the word I'm looking for? Balanced in all minerals. Your detox organs work at 100%. But a fully balanced diet, one of the hardest things, one of the most, that's massive responsibility, is that. That's massive self-responsibility. In my case, I took that as meaning, right, I believe, just my personal opinion, that animal fats and proteins are essential for developing children's brains. I better start fucking learning how to kill then. I'd better start learning that. That's true responsibility. I know that it doesn't matter how many green fucking spirulina smoothies I serve up, around much, you know, how many heavy metal, you know, binders I want to fill my kids with. The best thing I can do for them is make sure that they are nutritionally sound. It's another matter of respect. It's so much easier to order some magic drops from a rep online. Drop a few, you know, and the amount of people that have fallen for that, I'm getting worse. So it must be working. Where have you heard that before? Like, I'm not saying healing's not pretty. Don't get me wrong. When I'm writhing in bed, when my body's going through a healing episode and I'm soaked in sweat and everything else, it's getting worse before it's getting better. But I'm not taking anything to kickstart that. You know, my body's just, something happens and my body's like, right, it's time. We're going to go into healing mode. You know, and I start with a fever. I start aching. I start just with my symptoms and I know exactly what to do. Call it a day and go to bed. Tune into myself.
People, oh, there's so much you've said there, Viva, that I want to unpack. I mean, so much. But the first one about like the magic pill, I've had like conversations with Kush about this. There is, I mean, I've posted on Instagram before, if there was a pill for X, Y, or Z condition, there would be no X, Y, or Z condition. It doesn't work like that. And I just think, how many times, there's no, like, when I hear the word protocol, I just literally, like, it's something in me balks. I'm like, protocol is not, does not go with real healing. Everything should be individualized. But it's too time consuming for people, I think, a lot of the time. And they've been trained and brainwashed that there's a pill for this or a pill for that, because that's how allopathic medicine works. And it's like, we've got to get out of that mindset, because that you can't heal if you have that mindset.
The true journey to this awakening, or whatever we're calling it, I think it's every step is just a deeper step of responsibility. And I think it starts with these things like, right, I'm going to work for myself. Right, I'm going to pull my children out of school. Right, I'm going to start looking at what. And people seem to fall at that hurdle of, I'm going to start looking at natural immunity, because they are still in that mindset of, I can take it. It's still that sense of, there's an outside threat. There's an outside threat, you know, even. And people, I'm not about to go and seek out a home next to the nearest 5G mast, nor am I about to go and feed my kids McDonald's thinking that, you know, oh, the body's just going to force out what it doesn't need. No, this is about an energy exchange more than anything. It's about where you're prepared to exchange your energy. And there is the responsibility for health comes at such a massive price, you know, especially when people first start. The amount of times I don't get this question anymore, I think people have finally figured out my answer. But the amount of times where people start working out when they first wake up, how much damage they've caused, like how much, I'm seeing it since I posted about this TRS spray. So many people are coming at me going, so what would you recommend for heavy metal detox? And it's like, my personal advice would be, start eating nose to tail nutrition, getting outside barefoot every day. They don't want to hear that. And it's like, people are saying like, well, and I think as well, a lot of it, there's so much placebo. And I think one of the true reasons that people see so much success with these natural protocols that they start to follow, you know, because you see people that start having real success of like going raw vegan and taking supplements and, you know, doing coffee enemas. I think a massive part of that is because they've taken responsibility. Because it takes taking, you know, to start. I think that's why people who use these alternative protocols do see so much success, because of the initial mindset shift that occurs when they decide to take the people that have the most success. And I know that you agree with me on this. The people that have the most success, the ones don't have the diagnosis in the first place. You know, they feel a lump, or they feel an ache, or they start experiencing severe symptoms. And so I don't need to know what this is. I just need to know how to support my body through it. I don't need the label of, you know, pancreatic this, or I just need to start going deeper into myself and asking my body what it needs. And I've got a massive, massive theory about FECO, so full extract cannabis oil, because people have extraordinary success when they properly implement cannabis. Yeah. Now, as anyone who's followed me for a while will know, cannabis is my go-to vice. I don't use it medicinally. I'll make this disclaimer now. I overuse it. I have used it as a comforter for as long as I can remember, certainly from being 17, and I'm almost 42. And when I discovered cannabis oil, I began taking it recreationally. And what I noticed I started taking it ritualistically as well, because I really enjoyed the experience of just taking it. So I would light candles, I would play music, I would clear my space, I would set intentions with myself. And I really started to experiment with it a lot. And what I noticed each and every time was it was taking me deeper into memories. And it was like I was being held by this protective grandmother energy, for want of a better word. I know that that's often referred to with ayahuasca. It's always been very, very gentle, very, very gentle. But I would go deeper into memories that I had blocked, that I had buried. Some very, very gentle, some very innocuous, like the piano recital, like the piano lesson one. But something that I'd hidden nonetheless. And I, like I said, I was only taking the cannabis oil for recreational purposes, for my own, you know, purposes. And I started to recognize what was happening every time I was going on one of these trips. I was unlocking a memory. Not only was I unlocking it, I was finding the ability to process it while under this medicine. I think that is what the direct link is between the tumor. What's the word I'm looking for when we say tumor shrink on FECO, and that's happening when it's what it's doing. It's what it's doing to mine. It's a powerful plant medicine. Is the cannabis plant? You know, I want to be really, really careful what I say, because. A very dear friend of mine has lost her child to a synthetic cannabis overdose that induced psychosis. And I want to, like I say with anything, if you want to play with cannabis, if you want to smoke, grow your own. It's the easiest thing in the world, literally easiest plant in the fucking world to grow. And the oil is to make. Don't come at me with any form of, where do you get it? You don't. You grow it yourself, like you don't have to worry, you get a chicken. Grow it, get an egg, grow it, kill it. Same with your cannabis, same with your oil. But that is the sort of the conclusion I've reached with my own experiences with it. I think that is why it can be used as such a potent healer. I think it's what's going on. And of course, if no one's aware of that, if someone's just taking it for the, you know, for the physical effects, maybe they don't realize that they're, because, you know, because healing happens on a subconscious level. Maybe they don't realize that when they're in these very, very, very deep THC-induced sleeps, you know, that people say, if you're going on these THC healing protocols, have a carer with you. You know, you can go into very, very deep sleeps. Is that where the healing's taking place, in this subconscious? You know, is that where you're journeying down into yourself and meeting your inner child and fixing those traumas that occur. I think it's also fascinating, but the ultimate thing lies again on the response, taking the responsibility and truly coming to believe that there's no outside force, not even mold. I'm a member of the Yolanda Clark, the bar housewife. In her private community, she holds community calls, and she did the latest one was on allergies and mold from a Germanic new medicine perspective. And it does become that, again, it's the terrain. And if your terrain is so connected and so well nourished, the parasite or the mold can't even take host, because that is the underlying factor of all of it. And what I love, the more I got into, you know, listening and reading about Germanic New Medicine, is there's a reason they're called five biological laws. We've got germ theory, right? The five biological laws have applied to every single case that's ever been looked at under those five criteria. That's next level fucking science, if you want to come at me with science. You know, that's hypothesis has been proved over and over and over and over and over again.
I'll put a link to that YouTube video because I actually watched it last night ahead of this because I know about sort of the Germanic New Medicine, you know, briefly, but I thought actually I will watch the 4-hour YouTube video. So, and it explains it really well. But it's so, I mean, it gets to the point that really trauma essentially creates illness. And I've been thinking that for the last few years now with homeopathy, even, you know, that remedies, or healing modalities that really work is because they kind of unlock this emotional trauma that's there. And then it's up to you what you do with that. You know, a lot of people that get these symptoms then that are this healing that's then released after taking a remedy or taking something else or doing, you know, family constellations, whatever healing that they're doing that unlocks this. If you then can't cope with those symptoms and you want to suppress it back in, which is a lot of people's natural default when they get a rash, not uncomfortable like TRS, this is like the law of cure where things have to come out, discharges or eliminations, purging. People quite often can't deal with that process because it can be uncomfortable for a while and a bit scary, which I do empathize if you're new to it, but you've got to just educate yourself, I think, on what true healing actually looks like.
It is, because that's where we say, like, knowledge is power. There's no more empowering feeling than losing the fear. Like, I remember SIDS being the most forceful, SIDS and meningitis. My God, 18 years ago when my son was a baby, SIDS and meningitis were at the forefront of my every thought. To say I was riddled with anxiety was, you know, would be an absolute understatement. I remember the feeling of liberation when my daughter was the same age and I had not only less than zero fear, but complete confidence in what I knew caused the fucking stuff in the first place, which gives you, really does give you, next, you want immunity, there's no better feeling than immunity from fear. Yes. No better feeling. To know that I can go, to know that I've not heard the baby monitor murmur in over an hour, but not once would the thought even enter my head that something is the matter with my child. Because I know that as a home-birthed, breastfed baby that's never been separated from me, that's never been touched by gloved hands or anyone that's not remotely in her immediate circle of blood family, baby didn't look like, why is that child suddenly going to die? She's not, because babies don't just suddenly die. Losing that fear... My God, if there were that, this is the stuff you can't pop a fucking pill for. And this is all stuff that comes from those nights and nights and nights of reading books, not scrolling social media, like true reading. You know, God, when I first discovered like Kushmark's posts about approximately 6 years ago, I would click on every link she posted. And if that post had further reading recommendations, I would follow through on those. Every book she recommended, I ordered. People don't, they think that this empowering knowledge will come from like reading one of your posts. It won't. Follow the fuck up on what they're saying. If they tell you that you need these minerals are perfect for balance, go and do further reading on that. Look at what magnesium does to your body. Look at what a copper deficiency does to your body. Look at what, and then don't go looking on Amazon Prime for a supplement to top it. Like, alter your diet first. Throw your shoes out, go, like, spend all day barefoot for a month, get up and with the sun and go to bed with the sun every day for a month while spending all day barefoot, and then tell me afterwards what difference you've noticed. You can't get that in a pill. You're not going to get that in a pill.
People don't want to hear that, though. It's too like, you know, people want, they want tests and they want pills. And even with, like, detoxing childhood pokes, no, I will often be asked on Instagram, whatever, can you detox? And I'm like, why do you want to? Because the body's designed to detox. We detox all the time. And it's quite often that fear. I think it's to take responsibility, what you're saying, to address that trauma, but it's not what you need to do.
Yeah, here's the thing. The next person that asks me how to detox their child, I'm going to tell them, if you look at sort of, if you look at the things that we're directly linking to various POCs, so blood, childhood leukemia and vitamin K, let's give you that example. We've established the direct correlation time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. Deal with it. Now, rather than it, so you've come to the conclusion your child's got this, oh shit, right, how do I pull it all out of the system? My answer would be immediately, pull that child with you 24 hours a day. So pull them out of nursery, pull them out of school, yeah, pull them out wherever they are, throw the TV away and start spending all your time singing with them, meditating with them, connecting with them. Begin immediately on an ancestral nose to tail, home cooked diet. Like, do you know how many people are unwilling to do that? Would be unwilling to do that. And I know it's really harsh. I'm not saying I'm mother of the year, but I am saying that the greatest healing advantage anyone could give their children would be to prioritize their childhood and don't outsource it to a school and don't outsource it to an iPad. Don't outsource it to a fucking doctor. Take full, complete responsibility for your child's emotional, spiritual and physical healing and do it from an organic, heart-centered place. Do it by co-sleeping with them, the nine. I don't give a fuck. See how much fun they have crawling back into bed with you and hold them all night naked. Let them wake up when their body wants to. Instead of putting the iPad in front of them, go outside and spend 8 hours outside. Look, do all that and see what healing begins to naturally take place within that child's body.
Yeah.
What, can I have a TRS link, please, though? Because I've heard if I put two drops under the tongue, they'll start speaking again and making eye contact. Like, fuck off.
Yeah. It's sad because I mean I do have such empathy because I remember, like, I mean we've both been there, right, when we've started
I hope I'm not coming from a harsh place. I did all this with my son, like my vaccine damaged son, whose Xbox was his best friend for 14 years. Like, I am not coming from a place of judgment. I truly am not. I'm coming from a place of enlightenment.
No, and I know that
going through the darkness.
And that comes, that does definitely come through. I think just like when I'm just thinking back when I first started out, I was so overwhelmed, like, of, oh my God, like when the penny dropped of I have literally fucked everything up, and realizing that although the poke was the thing that tipped her over the edge, it was everything else that had led up to that.
Alcohol that you gave after that, every Nurofen that you gave after that.
Antibiotics, C-section burn, everything. I was like textbook for how not to raise your, you know, how to do.
Just to give your viewers a little bit of insight in my past, but my 18-year-old son was a C-section, formula-fed, Gina Ford routine, nursery from 6 months old, school till he was 17. Antibiotic, Nurofen and Calpol routinely for the first 12 years of his life. I was that mum that when he had a fever, I would set my phone timer so that I could properly make sure that, you know, the Nurofen was 2 afters the paracetamol, which would come 2 afters after the Calpol. And I would, so to give or anyone listening to this just some insight, I did it all matrix styley and then some, just to feel a little bit better.
Same here and so you can turn things around. That's the thing. And I think and surely the message to take away from what you've said is actually to be connected with your child, you know, particularly after reading Gina Ford. I almost felt like this, you know, my natural urge was just to cuddle her 24/7, but I almost felt like, no, I mustn't, you know, I'm breaking the routine. And fuck that, you know, actually. And the same when she started nursery. I mean, she didn't start till she was 2.5, but I didn't want her there. And when she started school at 4, I didn't want her there. And I never listened.
Do you remember the instinct you had holding her for her first shots? Because I can remember that like it was fucking yesterday. Everything in my body was telling me to get up, and I remember how I started pacifying myself. Of course it's going to hurt, but you don't want her to get measles. This is how brainwashed I was. I didn't want her to get him to get measles. I'd had measles as a child, and you know what I came out of it with? Two My Little Ponies and 4 days off school. And I still had a fear of it. I had an indoctrinated programmed fear of an illness that I had as a child that was so... the only thing I can remember is being in bed and getting two Line My Little Ponies. Like, cannot remember anything else. Anything. Can't remember discomfort. Can't remember anguish. Can't remember pain. Can remember this really cool My Little Pony.
And immunity, some immunity against certain types of cancers.
Ta-da! Just utterly. And I tell you what, so what really opened my eyes recently to the power of understanding German new medicine. So I suffered from UTIs. I got my first one after I lost my virginity at 17. I used to get one every time I had sex. I would like to remind you all I was a sex worker for over a decade. I was on trimethoprim, the antibiotic for UTIs, on and off for over 12 years, to the point where I ended up, my body ended up rejecting it and I got put onto another one, but routinely. And I got them under control with supplements. So don't worry, it was D-mannose. I used to take D-mannose a lot straight after and the first time I felt a twinge. And recently I got a UTI and it came out of nowhere and it kept flaring up. And I thought, I'm going to GNM this motherfucker. I'm going to find out what's going on. And I went into one of Dr. Melissa Sell's lectures on YouTube that was specifically about this. And it comes with the need. Everything's got a reason behind it. When you start to understand that, you know, your body will recognize a conflict and it will begin to try and do something to help you out of that conflict. Lots of breast cancer, you know, people who've been diagnosed with breast cancer, it's come when there's something's happened to their child, there's been a shock. The breasts have started to make extra cells because, you know, they don't necessarily start to lactate, but extra cell production obviously can then get interpreted as tumors and all. Your body's always got a reason for everything when you look at it from the biological perspective of German new medicine. And with the UTI, it comes with you immediately feeling that your boundaries have been crossed. Now, a boundary cross can come in, anything can come physically when you've been penetrated for the first time. Fuck, my boundaries have been crossed. It can come if you're in a long-term relationship and your partner suddenly starts maybe referring to a woman at work and you start to feel jealous. You can develop the symptoms of a UTI. And it's because our bladders used to expand to piss on everything, to mark our territory. We wanted to, you know, ensure that right back in the fucking primal lizard reptilian, you know, part of the brain. I need to mark my territory. It's not bladder inflammation. It's your bladder expanding because that's the message that's come through. When I understood, fuck me, every time I'm getting this UTI, it's a boundary. And there was a lot of stuff going on in my personal life where I was feeling that my boundaries were being crossed and I wasn't putting up. Saying strong enough, I cleared that motherfucker in 24 hours when I realised where I'd be involved phoning a few people up and putting my foot down and been like, right, I've been putting up with this and I'm not anymore. Boom, boundary. And when I say it cleared up, like, this is something that's riddled me. I've been bedbound with this stuff. I've been pissing blood. This stuff. I've been at stages of this where, you know, allopathic doctors have told me without shadow of a doubt that is now in your kidneys. You now need to take this medication. I've been crippled by this for the longest time. I was in that place recently where, you know, once upon a time, the severity of how bad I was feeling would have been getting all of these ridiculous labels of. I cleared it when I really suddenly, and it meant taking action. It's not me sitting in bed going, oh, it's my boundaries. Oh, okay, thanks. Vanish now, please, symptoms. No. It involves putting your boundaries up. It involves making that phone call saying, no, you know that thing I said yes to? I don't have the time or the space, but I'm really sorry, no. You know when I said that you could use this thing of mine? I'm really sorry. I was saying it because I'm a people pleaser. I actually don't want you to borrow it all. These uncomfortable conversations that can end friendships, that can end relationships, that can, you know, put, that's why you do it. Boom, symptoms gone. And I just found it the most. You know when something happens, like we've both got that experience where you have that first homeopathy win.
Yeah.
For me, it was just Sarah with my daughter's cough. But you have that, and it was that for me. It was like, this shit works.
Do you know what? I absolutely love that. And just, I really feel that Germanic new medicine has got so much potential to tie in complementary wise to homeopathy, because as you're saying,
really
that,
does. Right, All energy. It's all just and work out. It's energy manipulation. It's all days. And they both complement each other.
And the number one, I almost don't want to say the name because I know what people are going to do. They're going to go off and just buy this remedy for what I'm about to tell you. But there's one particular remedy that is like one of the number one for UTIs, but it's for UTIs where quite often after sex or after like physical violation, and it's where that person hasn't been able to express themselves, or they've suppressed their anger and they're pissed off, and then they'll develop a UTI. So where that pattern, you know, when you're taking a case and you see that you speak to someone and say, oh, you get UTIs, you know, what happened? How are you feeling? Did you express yourself? And they'll go, no, I didn't, but I wanted to. I felt really angry. Well, boom, you give this remedy. It generally helps clear the UTI, but more importantly, it will release those emotions to enable you to address what happened in the first place. And if you suppress it back down, you're going to get the UTI again. But if you do what you said, you know, then you won't. And so I feel like they're so complementary. Same as what you said about cancer, you know, carcinosin, which is an amazing homeopathic remedy. It's quite often we see like the typical person that might get breast cancer is where they've overexerted themselves for like a loved one, they've not looked after themselves, maybe they've had like a really high needs child where they've completely naturally as a mum, you know, you put all your energy into your child, but you forego yourself, and then you have the link with that energy. So it's so, I'm really excited. I want to do more about shamanic new medicine and see how they overlap with homeopathy remedies, because you could help someone through that.
Beautiful as well is when you start really studying it, right, and it does just become down to biological laws and your own body's way of reacting, you lose all fear of everything and all of them, because the cancer diagnosis is such a terrifying label for people to get, you know, when you realise, and it's like the studies, mainstream studies have been done now for hundreds of years that will tell you how many times have you read the headline, like, stress is the real killer.
Yeah.
But it's true.
It is
because what the biological laws teach us as well is how it's your individual reaction. So to give a really brief introduction to it, but the guy who came up with, you know, came up with all this, whose theory it is, but it's not theory, it's proven, was a doctor, an allopathic doctor, a Western medicine doctor, who suffered a massive tragedy in that his teenage son got shot. And this, you know, very like out of the blue, you know, massive, massive unexpected trauma. He developed testicular cancer 3 months later, and he realized there's a direct link here between shock and, you know, trauma and cancers and disease and all manner of things. Now that shock was obviously massive, and it registered something enormous in his body. Any shock registers something in your body. Like for me, that registered in my body. My dad didn't turn up, you know, that day. People like don't dismiss the whole "I've no trauma." We all do. Anytime you've not been heard was a boundary getting, you know, getting stepped over. Anytime it's all of these things that tie in together. Like don't discount the fucking power of A, making your life as happy as possible. Because stress is like, connect back, ditch the fucking job, pull your kids out of school, and just go and just do things that make your life easier, and then empower yourself with as much knowledge as possible. It's so liberating. I really enjoy telling people now that it is so, and I really enjoy telling people now that I'm a nomad, because you know I speak about this, there's power in words, man. I'm nomad. I'm never mad. Yeah. Right? Like I'm Jamaican, I'm no mad man. I'm no mad.
Oh, do you know what? There are some days when I'm like, I do have to try and disconnect from like the matrix as much as I can, whatever you want to call it, just because it is like, you could feel insane sometimes, you know, that we're doing everything. It's not always easy, is it?
It isn't. And I think, you know, everything's become, the wellness industry especially, that's becoming no better than pharma. Especially, you know, the stuff I was seeing with the PRS, where everybody that was recommending it was selling it and had, you know, had a direct interest in profits. I've seen it recommended for breastfeeding mothers and newborn babies. A newborn baby needs nothing but breast milk. And then when people are experiencing symptoms, for them to be saying, well, that's the body, that's the sign it's working. I'm sorry, spot the difference with a fucking Pfizer rep.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing so much of it. And there's, you know, there is no, like with everything, follow the fucking money trail. There's no money to be made in people growing their own food. There's no money to be made in pulling your kids out of school. There's no money to be made in harvesting your own livestock. And that's where all of the true healing happens, is within, the deeper the healing journey, the more responsibility you end up taking. Because you think that it, you know, that's essentially what this healing journey is, I think. It's, right, what's the next level I need to take responsibility for?
That's it. Can I ask you, I'm conscious of your time, Biba, we're running over, but can I ask you a couple of questions, or if you've got to go, don't worry.
Please ask away.
Okay, so one thing you've said, two things I want to ask you, but as you've just said this, does the healing journey ever end?
No, mate, I've been getting my ass kicked recently. No, it doesn't. But the really good news is your tools that you arm yourself with get stronger. And it's the
level up, isn't it? It just keeps leveling up.
Fucking constant. No, it doesn't. And you care for what you ask for, because every single thing you ask for gets delivered in some warped ass weird message. Like one of my prayers that I thought I'd had answered recently just directly bit me in the ass and showed me the need for stronger boundaries. It's just, man alive. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't end, but it gets it, you develop a better sense of humour.
I went on have you heard of family constellation therapy?
And yeah, you're the third person to mention this to me. No, I don't, but clearly I need to.
Okay, well, my next podcast that I'm recording next week is on it, because I went on a family constellation workshop last week. And oh my fucking God, I was like, what the hell is this? Like, it was the most primal, raw healing I have ever experienced. Like, it blew homeopathy out of like the water. I was like, it was run by two homeopaths. So I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was just the most powerful thing I've ever done. And I think I'm going to do a whole podcast on it next week, because I just thought the world.
I don't know, I'm going to be great in WhatsApp after this, going, tell me everything now.
It was, I mean,
so that sounds amazing.
I'll tell you really briefly, if they want to like just go away and listen to it. But I mean, the idea is that obviously we energy, right, trauma, everything's energy, can be passed through family generations. We know that. And I'm going to get the ladies that run it to explain it, because next week, because they'll explain it better. But basically, you go to these workshops and you all have a constellation, which is your family unit. And constellations can even include, like, if there's a, you know, if someone was murdered, it can include the murderer. You know, anyone with a strong link to your family unit forms part of your constellation. So even a mistress, you know, a love child, aborted babies, miscarriages, they all form part of your constellation. And so you can have your constellation kind of acted out. If you've got a desire or you want to, like, probe, you know, sort of, for example, you know, my relationship with my daughter or my mother, and the people in the room, you sit there and you choose the people in the room to be a representative for a family member, and it's all guided by the facilitator, and you watch your family constellation act out by actors. And it is so freaky, because something takes over. I was an actor and I had my constellation acted out. And when I was an actor, I felt I wasn't me. For that minute, I was someone, you know, I played out sister. It was the most bizarre thing. But you can clear sort of ancestral trauma, but it all sort of happens at this sort of soul level, you know, and shift happens. You shouldn't sort of overthink it too much. But everyone in the room, for every constellation, there were 10 of us, we were all just in tears, crying, like the emotion, the clearing. I mean, wow. I've never been in a room with strangers, who were strangers at the beginning, where the level of sort of emotions that were released, it was, I haven't done a very good job explaining it, because it is so, it's unlike anything I've ever come across before. But the fact you've heard it three times on third person, you should definitely look into it.
That's definitely a sign for me to look more into it. So thank you.
It was insane. So the other thing I just wanted to ask, the last question, if that's all right, Biba, just you, we talked about, you know, sort of TRS, the symptoms people can have on that, obviously creates this kind of really uncomfortable symptoms for many people. So how is that different? You know, some people, true healing, like, equally isn't always comfortable. You were talking about, you know, having a fever or needing to rest, and I think it's really important, how do people know the difference? Because where I've had people that sort of feel like they don't want to heal is because they'll take a remedy, or, you know, they'll find that they have, you know, a discharge or an elimination, and they'll find it uncomfortable or scary. You know, how do people know the difference, or is it not always that easy?
I think if it's been triggered by something particularly a supplement, I don't refer to homeopathy as supplements, because they are, when you strip it back, if you don't believe in them, they're innocuous sugar pills. They are undoubtedly the only thing I have ever in the, I make very, very few black and white health claims, and I have said this before, I'll say it again, I have given newborn baby homeopathy pills. I've dropped teething ones under their tongue when I was suspecting colic and all manner of bullshit diagnoses. They are the only thing that I'd recommend to a newborn baby. I've also never seen homeopathy kickstart a healing process that's unbearable, for want of a better word. The most organic healing, I believe, happens when there's an emotional trigger. So, and that can be anything. My daughter suffered really terribly in 2021 when we kept moving Airbnbs. We were homeless. I couldn't find a long-term rental. Every single time I moved that poor kid, she ran a 48-hour fever. Like, the guilt was next level, because I was really starting to see the connection. So there are emotional triggers that can trigger your body going through a healing process. Those are the most organic ones, and those are the ones that you just need to be supporting your body through with the basics, like rest, bone broth, electrolytes, you know, fluids, the real, like, fucking ancestral, what your great 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 grandmother does. And you remember those old wives' tales, and I've certainly seen it with my daughters when they run high fevers, particularly when they were going through emotional things like house moves and no stability and separation and things like that. You know, you'll see it in period dramas and stuff. Not that I want to encourage anyone to take any form of historical accuracy from the fucking TV. But the old wives' tale certainly used to be, you know, when it was those days that the child was just, you know, battling the fever in the sleep, and they were doing just the chicken soup and the rest and everything, there was always that night where it was like, if they make it through this, they'll be fine. Mm. You know, and it's that sort of, yeah, that healing night where you're sweating and you're restless and you're tossing and you're turning and your body's purging everything out. That's the healing process you need to ride out. If you start taking anything, a fucking vitamin, a supplement, you know, and your body immediately begins producing a rash or igniting a set of healing symptoms, I don't believe that's healing. I think that's your body saying, what the fuck was that? The same way you feel shit immediately after you eat junk food. You know, the same way you feel bloated and lethargic and restless when you've eaten something dipped in seed oils. We're all doing it. No one's fucking perfect, you know, but the same way you feel immediately sluggish and bloated after you've indulged in shit food, it's your body telling you. And that's the difference for me. And I think people have if someone's going on a parasite cleanse or something, things like this, I think you need to be so careful on nothing. A well-nourished body It's got all its minerals going on. Well, detox perfectly. You are bacteria. You are living bacteria. I think we need to be so careful. And that's the difference for me. If it's organically triggered by an organic event, like, ride it the fuck through. It can get painful. The restless knack. I've done it myself. You wake up this morning, wrung my bed out some nights in sweats. It's been horrendous. Yeah. The muscle aches that feel like they're going right into the deepest part of you. You know, it's not pretty, but that's when it's organic. I don't know why I'm referring to organic, but I mean like an emotional trigger. That can be an intense healing situation. Fucking ride it. But if you're taking anything and your body's immediate reaction is to feel worse, stop taking it.
Yeah. I think you've summed it up as well. Like, basically, you shouldn't be taking things if you like just willy-nilly. Ever like no. I think, you know, if you're at, your body should just be fine on its own. So, and secondly, like, if you're, I think people should educate themselves as well on Herring's natural law of cure, what real healing looks like. You know, you can feel like shit on a physical level, but generally you might feel better emotionally even when you are lying in bed. As where the TRS, you know, my personal experience, other people might have difference, was that I just felt like shit. Like, I knew, you know, knowing Herring's natural off cure, there was nothing good. There was no silver lining, you know, to how shit I was feeling. I felt shit on every level. There wasn't anything good about it.
It bothers me. I see a lot of gaslighting in this wellness community, you know, the same way people list all manner of symptoms and that just means it's working. Where the fuck have you got that from? When did a working body become one that... No, man. Nah, that does not mean it's working. That means that it's like, I find that it's just the ultimate gaslighting. And I'm not enjoying what I'm seeing play. Well, I've distanced myself from it because I wasn't enjoying it. So I don't consume things that irritate me.
But
I was bothered by what I was seeing. I was seeing a lot of gaslighting, a lot of that just means it's working. Like,
no, I completely agree. So, Beaver, I love chatting to you. Time always goes so quickly, and I've run over, but what is there anything we haven't discussed? I mean, there's lots of things we haven't discussed that I could have.
I mean, we could make this a weekly fucking series, my love. What, like, we could discuss everything and we'd still.
I think, I'm always up for doing more. If you want to do more regularly, I'd be up for that. Because maybe we could at some point chat about, you know, the truth community. Sorry, not to start
that. So much to say. I'd love, have me on anytime. I adore chatting to you. Lisa, when's this going out?
I might do it today if I get
can I just put a little request, please, then? A dear, she's actually my mentor. I adore this woman's advice. She's a mum. She's called Sufi. She lives in Fort Myers, Florida. Her community has been absolutely destroyed by Hurricane Ian. She's directing money at the moment, and she's distributing it straight to mothers in need. She's showing you right where the money's going. I'm talking, there's a woman who lives in a van, a single mum with her daughter. She's lost everything. There's another family. They've lost everything. She's got all details over on her story. Could I send you her Insta, Lisa?
Yeah, please do. I'll put it in the show notes. So people listening, please look in the show notes.
She's a freedom fighting, free birthing, and this money will go, her community are the same. So this money's going to go directly. You know, money's an energy exchange, guys. So if you do believe that, it's a really positive thing to energetically exchange with these women, because I'm assuming that anyone listening to this podcast is a like-minded, freedom fighting, wild birthing, loving mama. And that's who Sufi is. So thank you for letting me say that.
Yeah, no, please do. Yeah, I'll put the link there. So yeah, if you send
it across. Thank you so much, my love.
Anything else before we shoot off?
No, but let's do this again super, super soon, because there's a whole host of other things we could go about. I want about.
There is. Fucking There is so much, but I'm really glad your post yesterday, I thought that needs like exploring and chatting more. So yeah, I'm glad we did it. So thank you so much.
Thank you, my love.